Today's shir is Masechta Makis, Daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Tet Zayin on Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah, at the beginning of our Perek, when the Mishnah identified which are the situations where somebody gets Malkus, Ochel Tevel Maiserishin, or somebody ate Tevel Maiserishin. We know that the cycle in terms of giving Truma and Maiseris is every year Truma has to be taken from the produce. There is no amount midaraisa that has to be taken. Midaraisa chita achas pateras is a kree. Even one kernel is enough. Chazal gave different shiurim. A generous person, a 40th, an average person, a 50th, and a non-generous person, a 60th. Chazal, then we have to give maiserishin every year 10% of the remainder to the Levi. The Levi has to give from that 10% that he receives, he has to give 10% Trumas Meiser to the Kohen. After that 10% is given to the Kohen, there's in the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth year of the cycle, Meiser Sheni, which is 10%, that either has to be taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim, or if it's not taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim, then it's redeemed, and the money is taken to Yerushalayim to be used to buy food in Yerushalayim. And then in the third and the sixth years of the cycle, there's no Maisa Sheni, there's Maisa Ani, the 10% are given to Maisa Ani. When we speak about Maisa Ani may be eaten to anyone. It could be eaten by anyone. It could be eaten to in any place. And as we're learning, the halacha is something from which the meiser has not, from the trumas of meisers has not been removed, is called tevel. It's a serious isser to tevel. The question is, if something has something which meiser oni has not been removed from, is it considered tevel with all the halachas of tevel or not? That's where we begin. Amarav Ocham Tevel Shemai Sa'ani. If ye produce for which the mind Sa'ani has not been removed, Loika, you get Malkus. Ask the Gemara Kaman, whose opinion does this represent? Says the Gemara Kaitana represents the following opinion. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Omer, Rabbi Yosi, Yochel, Loyechayev, Elal Tavel Shloi Humimenu Kol Iker. One would be considered that it's considered Tevel if nothing was removed. But however, if Truma Gedoyla was removed, the Maiseration wasn't removed. Maiseration was removed. But Fila Maiseroni, how do we know if we have produce from which the Maiseroni wasn't removed? Menayin, how do we know that it's considered Tevel and if somebody eats this, he'll get Malkus? Tamloim Loyach Sucha Lechem Sherecha Masa Degoncha. Lahalon Oimer. The pachasik of ochel b'sherecha v'seveyu is referring to ma'isa ani. Afkan, the pasuk of leisucha lechem b'sherecha, which is the pasuk that tells us that we're now at truma tevel, is speaking regarding ma'isa ani that wasn't removed. V'am rachmanan, the Torah Kedusha says that if somebody eats that ma'iser, that eats that tevel, he'll be chayiv malchus. So the Gemara is saying that this price, this halacha that we began our shiur with today, is Rabbi Yosi's opinion. To says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef. To which Rabbi Yosef comments to Tanoi. This question about if produce from which Maisa Ani was not removed is relevant to a different question. The Gemara Masechta Saita tells us that Yochanan Kohen Gadol sent shlichim throughout Eretz Yisrael to see if people were taking off Trumas and Maiseris properly. And he saw that they were taking off the Truma Gedoyla properly because, A, as we said a few moments ago, you could fulfill your Truma obligation with just a small amount of produce. Secondly, if somebody eats Tevel from which Truma was not removed, there's a Chiv Misa. But on the other Maiseris, people were not being careful. And Rabbi Yochanan told them that just like if you eat produce from which truma was not removed, there's a chi misa, so too is there a chi misa if truma's miser was not removed. And because people were not careful about this, he made a rule called the mai, that whenever you purchase produce from Namaritz, you have to take off all the maisers. The only thing we don't have to be concerned, as we said a moment ago, is truma gedoyla. However, when it comes to actually collecting it, there the halacha is more lenient, because we have a rule, ma'itzim chaver olav araya. So the maiserishin, which is given to the Levi, but may be eaten by Yisrael, the Yisrael could tell the Levi, I'm not going to give it to you, because you don't have proof that it wasn't removed. The only thing that has the strictness is trumas meiser, because trumas meiser may only be eaten by a kohen. The same thing, meiser sheni. If the meiser sheni was not removed, so again, he doesn't have to give it to anybody, but the tamai has to be taken to Yerushalayim. What about, begins the Gemara, if it's a meiser on a year, and you buy the mai from an Amoritz, and you don't know if he took off meiser on it. What is the halacha? Rabbi Lezai, I'm answering Klikas Hashem, on my son Yisrael. Demai, you don't have to do anything. The Chum, whereas the opinion of the Chum is, Kairas Hashem, you do have to designate the Enetzarach L'Afrish, but you don't have to separate and identify. You have to actually identify in the mixture that this is the Maisa Ani, but you don't have to do any more. Says the Gemara, because again, Amaitzim Chavera Olav Haraya, and if this person is claiming to, you that he's the Ani, you could tell him Amaitzim Chavera Olav Haraya, and you don't have to actually give anything to him. Suggesting Gemara, what is this machlokes really dependent on? My lab alchemy, the mass of the Chum hold Vade Tovloi, that if you don't take off Maisa Ani, it's Tevel. And the same by the Mai where you have a suffix, you at least have to go through the procedure of identifying it. And Rabbi Lez's opinion is Masover Vade Enetovloi. So therefore, since it's only a suffix, you don't have to, and you're going to be allowed to eat it because Mais Oni is allowed to be eaten by anybody. The halacha is that you don't even have to go through any procedure, and it's not considered tevel. And the way I sort of was trying to explain, when we're speaking about something that which a zor may not eat, therefore the halacha is that you don't. Therefore, we have to be most careful. But my sir oni that anybody could eat, so that's why Chazal, where the Torah is not so concerned if it's tevel. Another pshat that I saw is that people will take off the Maiser Oni because they have nothing to lose by taking off the Maiser Oni because they just go through the procedure and keep it for themselves. Amalei Baya, Ihachi, if that's the case, that we're going to say the Machloikis is about, if Maiser Oni not removed, is it Tevel or not? Ask them if that's the way you're going to explain. Ihachi, Adam Nifl Gubisveiko, instead of them having Machloikis in a situation of a Sofik, they should also argue in Stam, in the case where you have produce, and Maisa Ani wasn't removed, is it Tevel or not? Ella, because we see that the Halacha strictly has this Machloikis in the case of Demai, it must be the Kulama, everybody's in agreement, the Vadei Tavloi. If we know for certain Maisa Ani wasn't removed, it is Tevel. So what is that, the Machloikis by Demai connected to? The mass of Rebbe Lezer holds loy nechshtu ami aretz l'mas ani shel demai. They're not concerned not to take off Maisra Ani. Why? Kiv de memoinahu. Since if they know that if they'll take off the Maisra Ani, as we said a moment ago, and then they'll eat it themselves, there's no problem. So why not take it off? And therefore we don't have to be concerned that it wasn't taken off. Rabbanan Tzavri, kiv de trichle milsa. This is the gears of our Gemara. Since it's a tircha to go through the procedure of taking off Maiser Ani, so therefore, even though you could keep it afterwards. We're still concerned that they're not going to take it off, and that's why loymafresh, and that's why it's demai. So Marit asks, what's the tircha? As we said a moment ago, all you need to do is you don't even have to do more than just say that this will be the Meiser Ani. So that isn't even involve any work. So why would anybody not do it? So Marit says that the Amratzim don't know that halacha. They're just identifying that this produce in this spot is going to be the Meiser Ani. And therefore they look at it as a tircha. The Chazon Ish explains as follows. Yes, they could potentially just be kairishein and then eat it themselves. But people are uncomfortable doing that. People are uncomfortable after they identified that this part belongs to the poor person, and now they're going to keep it for themselves because the halacha allows them to eat it. They'd rather just ignore it altogether. And the Gra, presumably because of this question, has a different Gersan al Gemara. His Gersan al Gemara is the Sanyalei Milsa. Sanyalei Milsa means that they don't want to have to do mitzvahs. The Amaratzim that we're speaking about want to avoid mitzvahs. And that's why, even though it's not a big deal, they don't do it. We learned in the Mishnah, Kami Yochman Atevel V'yechayiv, how much tevel does somebody have to eat to be chayiv malchus? Rav Shimon HaMikoshu, V'chama Omrim Kazayis. So which we had a dialogue in the Mishnah, where Rav Shimon said to the Chachamim, that don't you agree that if somebody just eats a small ant that he's chayiv? To which the Rabbanan responded, because that's a barrier. To which Rav Shimon said, a chita, one kernel, is also a barrier. So why are differentiating? Amar Rabbi Amar Rav Shimon Balakish Machlaikis Bechita. The Machlaikis is regarding one kernel, is that considered a barrier or not? Ava Bekemach, when we speak about flour, Divrei Hakol, everybody will agree that there's only Malchus, even Rav Shimon will agree that there's only Malchus if you ate a Kazayis. The same machloikus that we had by kernel of wheat, the same thing will be regarding a flour if you ate just a kernel of flour. The Gemara just taught us that Rav Shimon said that a namala yechayiv even for the smallest ant because it's a barrier, and nobody disagrees that that's a barrier. But there's a very important point to make here, which all the Achronim discuss, the Chachma Sodom, Daruch HaShulchan, etc. That even though a barrier, a namala, is an ant, and it's a barrier, and it's the smallest amount, the halach is that you chayiv for it, but you only chayiv if it's visible. But if it's so small that it isn't visible, then you will not be chayiv. And the reason is, because lo nitna Torah l'malach esharis, the Torah wasn't given to people. The Torah was given to people who are able to see. If it's so small that it's not visible to the naked eye, that's not something that the Torah tells us we need to be concerned about. Ask the Gemara on Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Tanan, ask the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Eatamoydenli, don't you agree? Antimodally, don't you agree? That you ate a small ant. Amrloi, Nesh Kibriyasai. Amrloi, to which Rav Shimon said, Afchite Achas Kibriyasai. Isn't it very clear, points out the Gemara, that when did Rav Shimon say his din? Chita en, by a kernel of grain. But Kemachloi, says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the dialogue of our Mishnah. But rather, the way to understand the dialogue is L'Divreim Kamalu. Rav Shimon is addressing the Chachamim. Lididi, my opinion is that I feel a kemachnami, even by flour, that there'll be malchus for the smallest amount. Elo tru, you who don't want to agree to me by flour, oy demides the chita achas kibriyasai, so at least agree that one kernel of wheat should be considered like a barrier. Rabbanon, how did Rabbanon respond? Barius neshama chshuva, a barrier with a neshama, an amala, an ant is chashuv, and that's why you have a shear. That's why it's not bottle chita, but one kernel of grain like chshuva. And says the Gemara Tanik of Asayd Rabbi Yirmiya, there's a brice that supports Rabbi Yirmiya's understanding. Rav Shimon Oymer Kolshu Lamakas, that the shear is always by a Kolshu for Makas, like Amr Kazayas, and Linear Carbon. There's only a difference by carbon. So we're learning that Rav Shimon says that for Malkus, even the smallest amount, per carbon, you have to have a kazayas. Way Rashi explains is because this is halach l'maish m'sinai. The shiurim that we have throughout Shas are always halach l'maish m'sinai. And the halach l'maish m'sinai teaches us that for Malkus, it's a kolshu, and for carbon, it's a kazayas. And the reason Rashi says is because that's the halach l'maish m'sinai. But then, there's another way of understanding this, where many Rishonim and Achronim take that approach. When are you chayiv a carbon? You chayiv a carbon when you did an aver b'shoyig. When are you chayiv malchus? You chayiv malchus when you did a avera b'mezit. So explain that Achronim, the Shagas Ari discusses it, the Chazanish discusses it, the Machna Chaim discusses this. When you do an aver b'shoyig, it was a mistake. So what was the mistake? That you ate something that you weren't supposed to eat. What is always considered the shir achila? The shir achila is always a kazayas. So if you ate less than a kazayas, you wouldn't be chayiv a carbon. But when you ate something b'mezid, what does that mean? You knew what you were doing. And the fact that you knew what you were doing gives it a chashivas. It shows that I wanted to eat this amount. I deliberately ate this amount. When you deliberately did something, there's a concept in halacha called achshavei. By you doing this deliberately, you have made this amount significant to you because you went out of your way to eat it. And therefore, there the halacha will be that even if you ate just a kol shehu, but your act is an act of showing chshivas. And since your act is an act of showing chshivas, so there the halacha will be that you'll be chayiv even by kol shehu. Which opens up a very interesting discussion. We know, for example, that halacha is on Pesach, we have to eat matzah. How much matzah do we have to eat? We have to eat a kazayas. What is the halacha if somebody is unable to eat a kazayas of matzah? He can only eat less than a kazayas of matzah. Should he eat that? Or if the Torah says that the shear is a kazayas, less than that is nothing. Some achrayim, it seems to be that most opinions are you should eat as much as you can eat. There's a question if you should make a bracha. And there's some who suggest that if you eat, and there's some that say, if you don't eat a kazayas, don't bother. The ones that say, if you don't eat a kazayas, don't bother, is the halacha of, they say, because less than kazayas is not achila, and the Torah says we have to eat mats. That's the opinion of Shvus Yaakov. Others suggest that we just learned in our Gemara a new din. When you eat something and you show that this is significant to you, even though it's less, then that became significant to you, became choshev to you. And those opinions hold that you should eat as much as you can. There's a machloikis if you should make a bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, don't make a bracha al chilas matzah, whereas the Shagas Aryeh says, you should even make a bracha. The Achroinim, however, ask, if the halacha is that you're supposed to eat a kazayas, and you ate less than a kazayas, why is this not a violation? The Torah says, le'soysev le'sigra. We're not allowed to do a mitzvah less than the Torah says. So by doing less than the Torah says, why doesn't it become usur? So there are a number of answers to this question. One question is, when is about sigra? The Torah says that you have to wear tefillin shiyan and tefillin shiroish, and you don't wear one of those tefillin. So you have completely removed that mitzvah. Here you didn't completely remove the mitzvah. What you did is you ate less than the Torah required, but you didn't completely eradicate the mitzvah. Moreover, I saw that the Kli Chemda explains, based on what we're learning in our shiur today, that especially if we're going to learn that when you eat less, but for you eating less is significant, so then there's no basigra. Basigra is only when you show disregard for the mitzvah. The Torah told you to eat this much and you disregard. Here you can't eat more and you're eating as much as you can. That may not be a violation about tigra. Ha'echol bikurim. The Torah Kedoshah says that every year, as a person enters his field and he sees new fruit from the Zion Minim, he has to designate that in a fruit. He takes a string, he ties it around, and he brings that fruit to Yerushalayim. He brings it to the Mizbeach, and he has to read the Parsha. And after he brings it to Yerushalayim and has to read the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi, he puts it by the Mizbeach, and he gives it to the Kohen. Says the Mishnah, Eichel Bikurim, if somebody eats Bikurim, actually Karaleim, before the Kohen who eats the Bikurim, before the owners read this parasha, and Rashi says that what is the definition of Shloikara? Arami Oved Avi. Rashi is teaching us that even though the parasha begins, Avigadat HaYom HaShem Elkecha, which is the first parasha, many Achroinim say Rashi is teaching us that just saying Higadat HaYom HaShem Elkecha is inadequate. You have to say the pasuk of Arami Oved Avi. And says the Mishnah, therefore, again, Hakar Bikara Achloi Karaleim, somebody eats Bikurim, the kind that eats Bikurim before the Kriya, or he eats Kachi Kachim, Chutz L'Kloim, he eats the Kachi Kachim outside the walls of the Mishkan, or Kachim Kalim, or Ma'as Hasheni, he eats Chutz L'Choyma, outside the wall of Yerushalayim. And it's interesting to point out that by Kachi Kachim, the Mishnah uses the word Chutz L'Kloim, which was the curtains around the area around the Mishkan. By the Kachim Kalim, it says Chutz L'Azar, which is the words that were used by the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Ritva, the reason the Mishnah used this difference in wording is because we follow the words that are used in the Torah. When the Torah speaks about Kachi Kachim, the Torah says B'chatzar Oyel Moed Yachlua. So it speaks about the Mishkan with the Kliim. Kachi Kalim, the Torah says, B'mokam Asher Yivchar. It's speaking about the Samigdash Yerushalayim. That's why the Mishnah uses the word Chayma. Hashoyves Ha'etzem, if somebody breaks a bone, B'Pesach Hator, of a good carbon Pesach, in this case, Hareza Loika Aboim. And it's so interesting to look at the words of the Chinuch, where the Chinuch explains this Isser of breaking bones of a carbon Pesach. He says, a carbon is to show how special we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that by bringing a carbon, we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who becomes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show that he's special, because he truly is special. And a person, continues the Chinuch to say, is judged by the way he behaves. And a person who acts in such a manner of respect, doesn't break the bones. The person, he uses the words, that a person is judged, ki adam nifl kafi polosov. A person is judged by according to the way he behaves. And that's why he explains the famous Maim Chazal, that the Gemara says, at the end of Ha'am Sechta actually, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakas Yisrael Afika Cherbel HaTorah Mitzvahs. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to learn Torah? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to do mitzvahs? Because a person who learns Torah, a person who does mitzvahs, is special. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking from us, to act in a special way. And therefore the halacha is that somebody who should not break the Mishnah, the bones of a carbon. The Sefer Shoshana David says, what does the Mishnah say, Ha'etzem? That teach us that even if you break a bone that has in it marrow, and you would think that you should break the bone, you want to get to the meat in the bone, that's the bone you're not allowed to break. And therefore, according to the Shoshana David, only a bone that has marrow in it is there an issa of a shoiva etzem. On anything else, there is no issa of Shavus Ha'etzem, because nobody is so anxious to eat that, there's no meat in it anyway. Avah Amos Betar, if somebody did not eat the Karban Pesach and he left over past the morning, where the Torah Kedoshah says, V'loi sisiru mimenu ad boiker, v'shoiv betamei, or somebody breaks the bone of a Karban Pesach that's brought when Klai Yisrael is tamei, ein aloik aboim, there is no Malkus Aboim. Even though the halacha is that there's no Malkus Aboim for breaking the Karban Pesach that's brought on Pesach Sheni, there's no Malkus, but the Michas Chinuch points out that you're not allowed to break the bone. Because it's a Drabonon, Chazal were concerned if you're going to break the bone of a Korban Pesach that was brought to Tomei, that was brought on Pesach Sheni, you may come to break the bone of Pesach Rishon as well. The Targum Kedusha tells us, Ki Yikarei Kan Tzipa L'Fanecha, if you find a nest with birds, Ve'emer Etzes Ala Freichem Ayal Beyim, and there's a mother hovering over these birds, over the eggs, Lo'sika Che'em Ala Bonim. Don't take the mother, rather, Shaleich T'Shaleich Es'em, send away the mother, V'sabonim Tikach Lav. There's a lav not to take the mother as long as the children are there. There's a mitzvah to say, lav to take it away, and there's a mitzvah to say to send it away. Says the Mishnah, Hanoitel Eim Abonim, somebody does take that mother. Rav Yehuda Leika, he was over the lav, Vedim Mishalach, and there's no longer any mitzvah to send the mother away. You were over the Aveira. V'chamay Mishalach, and Leika, you correct it. And we learn from here, as we learned previously, Zah Klal, the rule is, Kometzis Leisa say, here we have a mitzvah Leisa say, Shiesh by Kumva say, that there's a way to correct that lav. The way to correct that lav is by doing the mitzvah asay of sending the mother away. And as we learned previously in our perek, there's a machloikus, at what point does that kick in? One opinion is, as long as you can fulfill the mitzvah asay, you're not going to get malchus for the lav. The other opinion is that they're going to be, that as soon as Beis Din warned you to do it, and you didn't do it, as soon as that happens, then you're going to be subject to Malkus. We also had a discussion that there's an opinion that says that this is not a lav anitik lasei, because it's only considered a lav anitik lasei where the lav is mentioned before the asei. Here the lav, the asei is mentioned before the lav. And it's also an asei that can be performed before the lav. Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zu, this Mishnah we just learned, Divrei Rabbi Akiva Sismasaw, is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. He was called Rabbi Akiva Sismasaw because Rabbi Akiva, when we have Stam Mishnayis that are anonymous, the assumption is that they're Rabbi Akiva. Others say because it doesn't necessarily have to be Rabbi Akiva, but we find many anonymous Mishnayis and Brises represent opinions cited by the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Stam Mishnah Rameya, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemya, another Talmud, Stam Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sefer Rabbi Shimon, the Kulam Aliba Rabbi Akiva, because they're all Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. So Rabbi Akiva was called Sismasar because all these anonymous Mishnayis represent the opinion of his Talmidim. Another psat that I saw, that why is the assumption that this Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva? Because as we learned earlier in the Perek, the first Mishnah of our Perek has been identified as following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, so there's an assumption that this Mishnah is doing so well. Ava Chamayimim, Bekura HaNochem HaKavs Behen. Putting, by the Bekurim, it's not reading the Parsha, which is essential, but as we said, the mitzvah is to put the Bekurim down in the Azorah, and that's what's essential, that the Kayanim and the Kayanim may not eat it until that's done. Kriya, but the reading of the parasha Ema Keves Behem says the Marvelem Zudur Rishisma saw. So, if this is the opinion that we just learned of Rav Shimon, why are we attributing it to Rabbi Kiva? Answers the Gemara, Ha Kamashma, the Rekiva, Rav Shimon Sfirle. We wanted to learn that Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rav Shimon. Says the Marvai Rav Shimon, how do we see this? That Rav Shimon's opinion is this way, the Tanya. The Pasuk says, Lesuch Lech B'Sherecha. Masa the Gantch Vitzurash Vitzurecha, Vakaris Bakarch Vitzainch Vachalan the Recha Shetida, Venidvers Chev Trumas Yetcha. Says the Gemara Trumas Yetcha, explains Rav Shimon, Eile Bakurim. They're called Trumas Yetcha because the Torah, in speaking about the Kvikurim, says, Vloka Chakoin Hatonami Yedecha. Aram Shimon Ba, Ma Bozelem Deinu. What is the Torah teaching us here about Bakurim? Im Eichlam Chutz Lachaima, that if to teach us, that you may not eat the Bikurim outside the wall of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, we don't need a pasuk for that. Kavachaymer Maisakal, we can learn that through a Kavachaymer. Or Ma Masakal, Ma Maiser, which is not as serious as Bikurim. Ochlen Chutz, Bechaymer Loika, if you eat them outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, you're going to get Malkus, Bikurim, that are more serious. The halacha is that loikoshkein, that if somebody was going to eat them, chutz l'Yerushalayim is going to be get malchus. Ha loikosav el loichel bikurim ach loikarleim to teach us a new halacha. That if somebody ate from the bikurim before the owner said the pashas bikurim, the kain who eats before that will get malchus. What makes truma? What makes bikurim more serious? Because bikurim is eaten by the kain, and nice is eaten by everyone. Again, what's the Torah coming to teach us here? If to teach us that you're not allowed to eat them outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. Again, Kavachaymer Meiser. We can learn that from a Kavachaymer from Meiser. Because Meiser doesn't have any, it's not brought as a carbon. There's no Zrikastam. There's nothing put on the Mizbeach. Meiser doesn't have all of that. So certainly, the halacha will be by toid of shlomim that they may not be eaten outside of shlaim. Halay bar kasev aloich b'toid of shlomim l'fnei zrikah. If somebody eats the kum toid of kum shlomim before the zrikas adam, shulaykum. Continues Rav Shimon. Ubechayris. What do we learn from the bechayris? Zah bechar. Amar Rav Shimon ma ba zalam denu. What is bechayris coming to teach us? Im loichem chutz l'chaimra. If to teach us that you're not allowed to eat them outside of shlaim. Kavachoymer me'maisa. We can learn from Maisa. What makes Bechor stricter than Maisa? Because Bechor is Kedushas Merechem. From the moment this animal, which is Bechor, is born, it has Kedusha. Im lefnei Zrika, if to teach us that you may not eat it from before Zrika, Kavachoymer me'tayid v'shlomim. We'll know that from Tayid v'shlomim. Ha, haloi, ba, kasav, aloichem and Bechor, fil achas Zrika. That somebody, a Zor, who eats from the Bechor, even after the Zrik is done, the only one that may eat it is the Kayin, the Shug Loikam. Again, ask the Gemara, Amr Rav Shimon asks us, Ma Bozelam, then what is this Pasuk coming to teach us? Im Loikam Chutz Lachayma, if to teach us that Tayde Chatz Nashim may not be eaten outside the walls of Shalayim, Kavachayma Maisam. Im Lifnei Zrika Kavachayim Matayd Vishlamim, because Chatz V'Asham are stricter than Asham Tayd V'Shlamim. Chatz V'Asham are Kachim Kachim, which only may be eaten by Kohanim. This is Kachim Kalim. Im Lach Zrika, again, Kavachayim Bechor. And again, the same thinking. Bechor is Kachim Kalim, Tayd V'Asham, Kachim Kachim. Halayba Kasav El Oichel, Mechatz V'Asham, Afil Lach Zrika. That even if the Kohen eats from the Chatas and Asham, even after the Zrik Saddam, but he ate from them Chutz L'Klaim, outside the Klaim, he's Malka, Laika. The Derecha, continues the Gemara, is coming to teach us Zu'oila. Again, ask Rav Shimon, Ma Bolam Deinu, what is the Torah coming to teach us with this word? Im Loichem Chutz L'Klaim, to teach us that they may not be eaten outside the walls of Shalayim, so Kavachayim Ma'isa. Im Lefnei Zrika, to teach us that you can't eat before the Zrik Saddam, Kavachayim Ma'tayid V'Shlamim. Im Lach Zrika, Kavachayim B'chor. Im Chutz L'Klaim, that they may not be eaten outside the walls, Kavachayim M'chatz Vashem. Halei Bar Kosef, what is the Pasuk coming to teach us? La'oichel man oilo l'ach Zrika, that if somebody eats from the carbon oilo, even after the Zrik Saddam, afil b'fnim, even if he's inside the Azara, you may not eat any part of the carbon oilo anywhere. And if you do, you get Malchus. So Amar Rava. So Rava, after hearing this long and interesting drasha that Rav Shimon just gave, makes the following comment. The Yiladi Imai, if somebody's mother is going to have a baby, Rav Shimon Taylor, she should have a baby like Rav Shimon. Viloi, and if not, like Taylor, which is a very, very difficult line. Of course, to give a bracha, like to have a child like Rav Shimon, is fantastic. And especially as they saw the Rishonim point out, as we're going to learn later in the shir, the genius, because this is not the only halacha Rav Shimon teaches us in Shas, but the genius of this halacha is that what Rav Shimon does is he doesn't teach the pasuk that way, in the order of the pasuk, as we're going to see, but in order to achieve what he wanted to learn, he used whatever system that he had to use to get to these lemudim. And that's what makes Rav Shimon so special, and that's what makes this lemud that Rav Shimon taught us so very special. And it's like the Torah says, like we say often, the Simcha Lakim Kafrayim Kamenasha, we give our children brachas, they should be Kafrayim or Kamenasha. But why is it that, and I saw that many people have the minig that they sing a song about Rav Shimon ben Yochai on Lag BaOmer. And in that niggun, there's words, Nas Adam Nama Bavarecha. When we're speaking about creating a person, Nas Adam, a person should be created. Nas Adam, when we speak about a person being created, Nama Bavarecha. It was said about you. But what the difficulty with what we just learned is, he says, B'iloi, loy tailed. If you're not going to have a child on that level, then loy tailed, then you shouldn't have, then a child should not be born. So the sort of safe and noifus sufim says a very nice pshat. He quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, Masechta Erevin daf yud gimel amud beis, nimnu v'gamru. There was a machlokes by Shammai and Beis Hillel. Noich lo yladim shlo niver is a better that a person should be created. Noich lo yladim shlo niver is a better that a person should not be created. Nimnu v'gamru, noich lo yladim shlo niver yosim shlo niver. It would have been better that a person should not be created. Why? So all the Rishonim explain. Because it's much easier to do averis than mitzvahs. And that's why we say, noich lo yladim shlo niver. It would have been better if the person weren't created, because he's, when he's going to be created, he's more likely to do averis than mitzvahs. It isn't worth being created. However, says the Sefer Neifer Tzufim, when you have a person who's a tzaddik, and that person who's a tzaddik does mitzvahs, and therefore he is not in the category of a person who we should feel should not have been created. So on the contrary, regarding such a person, we say, Noich lo l'adam shenivra. And that's pshat in our Gemara. A person should have children like Rav Shimon. V'loi, because if you're not going to have children like Rav Shimon, loy tailed, noich lo shlo nivra. Furthermore, I saw that many people have the minig that they don't give their child a haircut until the child is 3 years old. And not only don't they give a child a haircut until the child is 3 years old, but they take that child to Miron, to the kever of Shimon Yochai, that's where they give that haircut. And why is it so necessary to take the child to Miron and give him the haircut over there? But according to what we're explaining now, we're taking the child to the kever of Shimon Yochai, and we're davening that HaKadosh Baruch should help that this child that we're now cutting his hair and hoping that he's going to start learning Torah and do mitzvahs, as we just learned, the Yaldi Imak of Shimon Taylor, we davet HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our children should be like Rav Shimon Yochai. It says the Gemara, Avgav, this Lepircha, even though what Rav Shimon Yochai can be refuted. My churma di Bikurim, mi Maiser. Why do we say Bikurim is stricter than a Maiser? She came as Surim Lazarim. The Alochas Bikurim is only eaten by the Kahanim. Maiser, Shani, as long as it's consumed in Yerushalayim, can be eaten by anyone. Says the Gemara, we can make a counter-argument. Adrab, a maisa chomer, she can also lo'aynim. The Torah says that lo'ichalti ba'aynim b'menu, we have to make a declaration that you're not, that the maisa wasn't eaten ba'ayni when somebody's a'aynim. That doesn't apply by bikurim. My chum in the Torah of Shlomo continues the Gemara refuting what Rav Shimon said. My chum in the Torah of Shlomo Maisa shekein tuna matan damim, that the Torah of Shlomo has rikastam ve'emir el gam zbeach, we bring the emurim and the mizbeach. Adrav Maisa chama shetein kein tuunin kesef tzura. The halach is that if somebody wants to redeem Maisa Sheni, he could only use money that's engraved. Whereas by anything else, you could. When you are allowed to deem it, and as the Ritva explains, a carbon, an animal that was designated as a carbon, may not be redeemed unless it gets a mum. But when you may redeem it, you don't have to, any coin would be acceptable. My chum de bechor, mitayd v'shlomim, why do we say bechor is greater than tayd v'shlomim? Shen kedushasoy mirechem. Adrabba, tayd v'shlomim chamurim, shekain tunim smicha. We can make an argument that the Bechar indeed is Kaddish for when it's born. But Tayyid Vishlamim, when they're brought, Shekein Tunis Smichav and Nesachim and Tanufas Chaz V'Shaik, all which are not applicable by a Bechar. Umaychum and the Chatz V'Oshim, and what makes Chatz V'Oshim greater than a Bechar? Shekein Kotcha Kotchim. Adrabba, the fact that the Bechar is Kudishosai Mirechem, that makes it greater. Umaychum and the Oilim and Chatz V'Oshim, what makes the oiler greater? Shekein kolol. As we know, the common oiler has to be completely burnt. Ad Rabba says the Gemara chatz v'oshem chamir. You could say chatz v'oshem as greater. Shekein mechapri. And many mefarshim ask, the Ramban asks, that we know that the oiler is mechaper on mitzvah sasei, on lois sasei, on netik lasei, on hirhurim, on bead machshavis. So why do we say that it's not mechaper? So he says that the Ramban answers, a tayd of Ashim, the Torah prescribes that under certain circumstances, the tayd of Ashim have to be brought for certain Averis. And that's the way the person has the kapar on the Avera. Whereas, when we speak about the carbon oiler, yes, the carbon oiler has the ability to be mechaper, as we're learning. But it's not that the carbon oiler is mechaper, that you brought the carbon for that purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the schus that after we bring the carbon oiler, we'll have a kapara, but it's not brought for that purpose. The kula, and frankly, says the Gemara, all kabanas, we can make an argument, a chamiri ma'oiler, have a stricture than oiler. This b'shtayichilus, by all kabanas, there's the part that's eaten by the mizbeach, and there's the part that's eaten by the kohen, by certain kabanas, even the owners, whereas the oiler is only eaten by the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, if we just so successfully refuted what Rav Shimon said, El Maida Yalda Imik Rav Shimon, so what's the compliment that we're saying that you should have children like Rav Shimon? Says the Gemara, El Maida Sfir Leila Dei, as we said earlier, what did Rav Shimon accomplish? That he took the Pasuk and he turned it around, the Maida Sfir Leila Dei, Mesaris Leila Kro, Vidarish Lei. He was able to manipulate the Pasuk in order to come up with this approach. And that's the genius of Rav Shimon. Ask the Gemara, V'chimi Yisayim and Adin. But now we have another question. We've learned so many times that we can't create an Isser based on a Kal V'Chomer. And that's exactly what Rav Shimon has been doing in this year. And says the Gemara, Ha'afilu L'man Da'omer, Anshim and Adin, even according to the opinion that we could use a Kal V'Chomer to establish a punishment, everybody agrees that Amos Hirim and Adin, we cannot use a Kal V'Chomer to establish an Isser. And isn't that what Rav Shimon just did? Answers the Gemara, Isura ba'alma. All he wanted to do was just say that there's an Isser. He didn't want to create a full-fledged lav. He recognizes that they can't make a full-fledged lav. All he wanted to do was that the different things that he said may not be done are indeed also to be done, but not that they consider a full-fledged lav, because we can't make a full-fledged lav just based on a Kal V'Chomer.